Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 23rd of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we explore the nature of stewardship and of being wholeheartedly mobilised for God's mission in the world. We've been using Matthew chapter 25 and verses 14 to 30 to help us this week, and we turn it to it once more. The parable of the three servants. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant, to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver, came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more." The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." The servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 2 more." The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I would have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now, throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." In our passage, Jesus tells a parable that describes the consequences of 2 attitudes towards his return. This parable teaches us about the importance of faithful stewardship and how we can diligently prepare for Jesus' return by investing our time and talents to serve God. Jesus promises that those who are faithful will be rewarded, while those who have no heart for the work of the kingdom of God will miss out. In the parable, a master entrusts his servants with different amounts of money, or talents, before going on a journey. 2 of the servants invest their talents wisely and double their master's money. The 3rd servant, however, buries his talent in the ground out of fear and laziness. When the master returns, he commends the 2 servants for their faithfulness and rewards them with greater responsibilities. But the 3rd servant, who did nothing with his talent, is rebuked and his talent is taken away. Jesus concludes the parable by saying, "To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away." This parable teaches us that God rewards faithfulness. If we bear no fruit for the kingdom of God and have no heart for his work, we cannot expect to be treated the same as those who are faithful. God has given each of us unique talents and abilities, and he expects us to use them for his glory. Being a faithful steward means recognizing that everything we have belongs to God. It means using our time, talents, and resources to serve Him and advance His kingdom. Whether it's through acts of kindness, sharing the gospel, or using our skills to benefit others, faithful stewardship involves actively participating in the work of God. When we faithfully steward what God has entrusted to us, we can experience the joy of seeing lives transformed and God's kingdom expanding. And while the rewards may not always be immediate or material, we can trust that God sees our faithfulness and will reward us in His perfect timing. As we reflect on this parable today, let's ask ourselves, how am I using the talents and resources that God has given me? Am I faithfully stewarding them for His glory, or am I burying them out of fear or laziness? Let's strive to be faithful stewards, investing our times and talents to serve God and advance His kingdom. Remember, faithful stewardship is not about comparing ourselves to others or seeking recognition from people. It's about living with an eternal perspective, knowing that our ultimate reward comes from God. Let us embrace the call to be faithful stewards and eagerly await the day when we hear our Master say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." May we be encouraged to diligently prepare for Jesus' return by investing our time and talents to serve God. Let us strive to be faithful stewards, knowing that God rewards those who faithfully serve Him. In the parable of the talents, Jesus teaches us the importance of faithful stewardship. He wants us to actively participate in His work, using our time and talents for His glory. So let us be faithful stewards, investing what God has given us and eagerly awaiting His return. As you think through these thoughts during your day-to-day, you might want to use this question to help you. How can you be a faithful steward of the talents and resources that God has given you? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotional podcasts. But in the meantime, may God bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.